Welcome to the Inner Work Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Mercy Rice. This is episode 9, and it's going to look a little different than my previous episodes so far. We talked about last week, we talked about the power team that is going to give you the support you need to help turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. And for today, my planned topic was how to create and maintain a healthy support system. We're going to dig right into that. That was our number one. Instead of doing that, what I'm going to do is just talk to you for a few minutes on what it looks like to already have a support system in place. Right now, it is 3:31 a.m. on Saturday, April 20th, I believe. And this will set this, you'll be hearing this at the very earliest on Monday. So I'm recording this right now for several reasons. One, most obvious, is I can't sleep. And there's lots of reasons for that. Main one is today, I got some news. My mother has been very ill for about 8 weeks now. She's been in the hospital and then in a skilled nursing facility. We brought her home a few days ago, and she's been under hospice care. And today, the medical team told me that they're seeing signs of what they call, I think it's eminence, or basically the end is near. And I was told to call my family, if there's anybody that my mom hasn't seen and that would want to see, they're telling us probably within the window of 72 hours or something like that, that my mom will transition from this earth to her eternal home. And lots of stuff going on in my head, obviously. I am a mama's girl, and my brother passed away in 2010. It was only him and myself. And so I've been taking care of my mom for all of that time without the benefit of his help. And it's been my pleasure, and it's been my honor and my privilege. My mom is my superhero. She's been an amazing woman. She's raised me in an amazing way. And she had a very little formal education. And she tells me that she basically would just ask God for help and assistance on how to parent and for wisdom. And I think she did a really great job. So thank you, Holy Spirit. So in this time, my tendency is to just want to alienate myself, want to just isolate. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want, because I'm trying to protect myself from the inevitable, well-meaning and really ridiculous things people say. For example, one really ridiculous question that I'm getting asked a lot is, how are you? The last person that said this to me tonight at some point is, how are you? And I said, my mom is dying. I don't know what else to say there, right? And keeping in mind and filtering, I know that most everybody that speaks to me during this time is going to want to benefit me in some way. It's going to want to, they're going to want to speak life to me in some way. And I get that. And we also know that nothing is going to prepare me or alleviate the immediate pain of losing my mom. Now, what I've been doing as soon as I was given that information is I began to turn to my people. And I texted, I called, mainly texted, let's be clear, because, talking was not in the plan at that moment. And I set things in motion. In other words, I told people, hey, this is what's happening. This is how I need you to show up for me. For example, I gave my cousin, I said, I need you to call these people or just communicate with these people, letting them know if they want to come over this weekend. Now is the time. And, you know, so that's removing something from me. My tribe, when I reached out to them immediately, they were not asking me, hey, how can we help? What can we do? I'm not saying those are bad things, but when you have a person in your circle that is experiencing grief, is experiencing impending loss, don't ask them for something else to do. Don't ask them to complete the task of telling you what they need. Don't do that. That's just more mental load and they don't need that. So what I'm getting is, hey, I'm going to be there tomorrow at X time. I'm going to bring you and your family lunch. I'm going to stop by with coffee. I'm going to see, and it's things that are going to be done that they know will be helpful. And really, if I can tell you the most amazingly helpful thing that I know will just be seeing them. Boy, am I going to cry. Absolutely. It's what I do. It's my MO. But seeing them, knowing that they're here. My best friend, as I mentioned before, she is not here. She's in another state. I mean, another city in this state. But she's in contact with me. She knows that I know that she is here for me. So that is a huge benefit of having already had the support system in place that I can make a call. I told my husband, I said, hey, call the pastors. We have a group text with our senior and associate pastors, and they got mobilized. They're mobilizing in prayer. They're mobilizing in things. They're looking for practical things that I will probably be needing in the next, week or so. And they're just working behind the scenes. But that doesn't happen out of the blue. That doesn't happen without intention. And it's the importance of creating intentional support. And like I said last week, this doesn't mean just everybody having to be best friends and just going out all the time and being together. No. You establish a support system where it's a mutual support and you know that you're going to be there for them. Those 3 a.m. friends, like I mentioned, 3 a.m. is coming. I mean, literally, we're here. And I wanted to do this right now in the middle of this pain, of this lack of understanding what's about to happen. I cannot imagine a world without my mom in it. I just can't. I am 57 years old, and I can't imagine that world. Now, I know that I know that she has a solid foundation in her faith, and we've had some good conversations over today. We've been having conversations where she tells me that she is at peace, that she wants to know that I'm at peace. She acknowledges this is going to be painful for me. So we've had those conversations, and I praise God for them. But this is what I want you to see. I wanted you to see an emotional support group in action. That, I can't sleep. I'm miserable. And I'm not alone. I don't feel isolated. I don't feel left out here by myself. I have members of my family. I have my friends, my intentional relationships. You don't want to have to think that the only thing you can do is write something on Facebook. Hey, can somebody get me some food? Or can somebody drop by some coffee? Nope. That's not what Facebook is for, or Instagram or anything else. We need real life connections. And I pray that you have those connections. And also, if you don't, or if you don't feel they're strong enough, I pray for you right now that you would begin to see who those possible connections can be for you. You would pray and you would seek out those relationships. It's important when, especially when you're going to need to count on those 3 a.m. friends. That's what I have for you. No jingle, no nothing of that sort. Always, though, have resources for you in the description. I'll have some links there to some helpful resources. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. Until next time.